This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. While I was traveling recently, I was amazed at how many people were vaping, aka using e-cigarettes or other electronic smoking devices that deliver nicotine and emit merely a momentary poof of vapor. And this was not just out in the world, it was in the airport. Anecdotal, yes, but definitely clear evidence to me that the future of electronic cigarettes is anything but cloudy. So it may not come as a surprise that people are worried about the health risks of e-cigs. Some of those people come from the tobacco industry. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
2 decades ago, Representative Ron Wyden of Oregon, now senator, asked tobacco executives a simple question. Do you believe nicotine is addictive?
Nicotine is not addictive.
Not addictive.
Not addictive.
Not addictive.
They all said the same thing. Partly because of documents revealed by Mike Moore, the former attorney general of Mississippi, we now know that they were lying.
The tobacco industry knew that nicotine was an addictive drug back in the 50s and 60s.
That deception helped pave the way for the famous $250 billion tobacco settlement in 1998. Fast forward to the booming e-cigarette market today, Moore says he thinks tobacco giants are hoping that future regulations will crush smaller companies.
They'll do everything they can to push the smaller guys, you know, out of the business in any way they can, through the FDA regs or any other way in the marketplace.
Robert Jackler is a professor of medicine at Stanford. He adds that he doesn't trust the scary warning labels on e-cigs mean big tobacco is trying to protect your health.
They know that the profit is in combustible cigarettes.
He says emerging research suggests e-cigs don't even help people quit smoking. They just help them survive in a non-smoking world. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.